Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.
What up, what up? Waiver Wire, week 6 edition. We're got the running backs in this video. If it's your first time here, subscribe. Check out all the other Waiver Wire videos. I break down every single position in their own video. Let's get down to biz. Last week, I gave you some hitters. We got 8 RBs to talk about right now. I start from very, very desperate guys who, if you are in deeper leagues and you really, really need, those guys will be there at the front. And then we're going to save my favorite ones for the end. So make sure you stick around towards the end. Now I'm starting off with the lowest of the low hanging fruit right here. Trey Sermon. He's 52% rostered. So if he is somehow available, go pick him up.
Pick him up.
Probably should have picked him up last week. They're going up against the Titans. Not necessarily the best matchup. And they are coming off of a bye, but Trey Sermon, if he's available, go pick him up. Probably not, but 52% rostered. Hopefully he is. Go snatch. These next two running backs, only pickups if you're super desperate, starting with Cam Akers. Joe Mixon, probably going to come back this week, but we're still not 100%. He only got in one limited practice last week. If he comes in and gets any kind of full practice throughout this week, Joe Mixon, that is, Cam Akers, not really going to be playable, but someone who you may just need for bench depth. Pretty solid game, over 12 points in this past week. Nothing amazing, but he got into the end zone, and that's really all that we can ask for with some of these dart throw flexes. And then the other half of the Texans backfield that's been holding it down since Mixon's been out is Daragumbawale. So if you dare, he's only 1% rostered, so readily available. Mixon comes back. Dare's not going to be really utilize that much, but if I had to pick one of the two, like which guy is going to get used more when Mixon comes back, I'm going to say it's going to be Agumbawale, and he's the one who's only rostered in 1% of leagues. Even if Mixon comes back, I feel like Dare is still going to be the guy that you could roster as a potential flex guy, even with Mixon back. These guys in the beginning, they're my desperation guys. Here is another super desperation guy, Ameer Abdullah. He's 0% rostered. We must monitor. He got into the end zone, and that's really what put him there. He does get some kick returns like here and there, you know, when people actually allow the kick returners to return it. So if you get kick return points in your leagues, at least that's something that he does get here and there. Super desperation flyer. If you like, just need someone to start because you got one of the teams on bye, because we got the Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, and the Vikings all on bye. Ameer Abdullah could be that 1 week fill in for you. They're going up against Pittsburgh. Not really the best matchup. If you got nobody, who else are you going to go get? Got to be someone like this or Agumbawale. Here's another desperation guy, but back to back 10 point weeks, Jeremy McNichols. If Washington gets up again in the game, they're going up against Baltimore, so probably not going to happen, but just saying, they gave him 7 touches still, and they gave him red zone touches. He got a touchdown. Do I think that he does anything close to that this week? No. But if you have no options because of all the bye weeks or injuries or whatever, you could do a lot worse than Jeremy McNichols with someone like super random that you need to throw in there. Again, the first couple guys outside of Trey Sermon that I mentioned, all super desperation like type of like plays this week, but we got those and we got the popular ones. Here comes the ones that I like a lot more. Now this guy, Roschon Johnson, he might seem like a desperation like type of pickup, but he just keeps getting a similar amount of work. If the Bears are clicking, then he gets a little bit more touches. He got 10 touches, ended up getting 2 touchdowns, so giving him that work in the red zone. And Swift, one of those times he was hella pissed about it. He's like, come on, run the playback. And they're like, get your ass off the field. And here comes Roschon with the easy ass, like 2-yard run for a touchdown. He's 20% rostered. They got the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up this week. Okay. So like Jacksonville, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention at all, but they're giving up the booty to running backs, to wide receivers, to quarterbacks, literally everything. Look at what the Colts did to him last week. And the Bears are at home. So you got to like that. And again, if you're picking up a guy like Roschon to play, it's because you're like pretty desperate, at least as far as playing. I would pick him up as a stash one way or the other. Those other guys that I mentioned, those guys are guys you only pick up if you really need to play. Maybe Derek Umbawale could be like a good stash, but Roschon, he's a good stash. Anything happens to Swift, we know he's going to be like the main guy, like over there, still a part of a committee, but he would be like the 1A of that committee. So if Roschon's available and you need a stash,
pick him up.
Let's get it. Here's someone that I was mentioning last week once we knew that Singletary was doubtful for the week. It came out of nowhere, but Tyrone Tracy. Because before this game where he's just the backup running back, he's getting a couple touches, a catch here and there, but like nothing insane. And then Devin Singletary goes out, and it looks like they actually have a really good run game. It's crazy. 18 for 129, and he didn't get like any extra pass work or anything like that. But Tyrone Tracy.
Pick him up!
Who knows? He might just overtake Singletary in general just because Singletary is not really that good. Yeah, when going into the season, what most people, we had him like low 20s, maybe in the 30s. Like you had like backups that you wanted more than Singletary, and Tyrone Tracy may come in and steal that job altogether, regardless of injury or not. Devin Singletary legit might have lost his job while he wasn't there.
That was stupid. How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Am I right? My last guy here is the lowest hanging fruit of them all. But if you listen to me, you picked him up last week when he was only 11% rostered. That is Tank Bigsby. He's only 23% rostered. So he is going to be the number one waiver wire pickup of the week. Hands down, I would say, out of any position, because look at what he did. 13 attempts for 101. He had that 60-plus yard touchdown. He had a reception for 28 yards, and he had two touchdowns on the game. Killing it. I don't think he steals ETN's job or anything like that, but he's showing that he deserves touches. And this is his third game with over 73 rushing yards. It's going to be hard to keep him off of the field. So if he's available,
pick him up.
You should have done it when I told you last week, but that's why you need to be watching these videos every single week. So Tank Bigsby, for you guys who play with Fab, he's a guy you spend it all. Spend it. 60 to 75%. Of your fab. That's what you want to spend. Always make sure when you're doing fab, don't go 5, 10, 15, 20. Do 21, 26, 31. Spend that extra dollar, because as humans, we're just inclined to go with the 5, 10, 15, 20, just the even numbers, quote unquote. Spend that extra dollar. It might be the difference between you getting a guy like Tank Bigsby and not getting him. 60 to 75% of your fab. Very confident that you must spend that much this week. Like, get ready. If you guys play in team defense leagues, I got team defenses that are going to destroy it for you this week. Got the wide receivers, got the tight ends. You need to watch my tight end videos. Tucker Kraft was my favorite pickup of all the tight ends last week. So you guys need to make sure you are watching this heat, because it's going to help you win a championship. So let's go get it. Starts with you subscribing right now and hitting that like button, and go join the 420 crew at 420crew.com. It is our private fantasy community on Patreon. You will love it. A lot of good insight. Go over there and get signed up. You can sign up for free, or you can sign up as a paid member. And then everyone, don't forget to check out 420crewmerch.com. Go support the cause. Go check out some dope shirts and some dope merch. And the most important thing that you could do is click on one of these videos that is popping up right around you right now. All the other positional waiver wire videos for week 6. Catch you next time, but click the video right now.